So today we're going to be talking about leadership trends and the impact on HR. You may wonder if this is really important to HR, but given that we have input and influence over who gets promoted and succession planning, this is something we should be paying attention to. And here we are on the HR Hub podcast with me, Andrea Adams. The show delves into the details of HR through conversations with smart guests. I encourage you to subscribe or check out the YouTube channel. Today, my guest is Corinna Walsh. Corinna is a leadership coach, a keynote speaker on a whole variety of HR-related topics, and she's also the host of her own podcast called The People and Culture Success Show. I encourage you to check that out. She's also almost as far away as you can get in Canada with the two of us. Hi, Corinna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm good. Okay. So what time is it in St. John's?
It's about 20 to 2 in the afternoon. So yeah, geographically far apart, but I have a feeling very close to being on the same page with respect to HR and leadership.
Right, right. We can also already hear a little bit of your accent. It makes us Canada seem a little bit more exotic. I'm just going to dive right in. Why should HR keep on top of leadership trends?
Absolutely. There's a few reasons there. You know, most of the HR and people and culture professionals I speak with either have a seat at the executive table or they want a seat at the executive table. If you are going to be at that executive table, again, whether you're already there or trying to get there, you need to understand what's coming. So you're let's just say you're sitting there at that executive table. You've earned that seat at that table. And the leaders in the room are making decisions based on what's going to happen in the next year, 3 years, whatever. I mean, HR needs to be up to date on what's coming. You don't have to be a fortune teller. You can't be a fortune teller, but you can stay on top of, you know, what employees want, what trends might be happening in your industry, because you can be the person who steps in and to say, well, wait, I'm not sure if that's the right decision. Or yes, that decision aligns with what I think is coming and what our people are going to need. So it's a little bit of chicken and egg. If you don't have a seat yet, if you're not quite viewed as a strategic partner with executives in your company and you want that, then you can't do that unless you understand the trends, you understand what's coming, what's happening. And then vice versa, if you do have the seat at the table, you need to stay there and you need to be a participant in that and be well informed. So it will help your career. It will make you look more strategic. It will allow you to have more influence with the people who also have a seat at the table.
Okay. Well, I'm going to circle back to some of what you said later, but to put this in context, what are some of the trends at the moment?
I mean, on the heels of a pandemic, if we can say that, remote work. And that's, I don't even know if that qualifies as a trend anymore. That's a reality. It's here. Prospective employees are looking for the remote job first before they will take the in-person job. So if you're in talent management, if you're in recruitment, you need to be staying on top of what employees want in terms of where they work. There's also nuances related to how to lead a remote team. So that might be new for some managers. It will be new for some managers, but for other companies who've always had remote work, it's not that new. But there are nuances there in leading remote teams. So that's something you have to be aware of. The big thing, the buzzword, whatever you want to call it, artificial intelligence, that's probably the biggest trend right now. And do you need, as HR, do you need to be an expert at artificial intelligence? Of course not, unless, of course, you want to become that expert. But should you stay on top of it? Yes. Because how does AI impact leadership? How does it impact the industry of HR? There are so many positive sides to AI in terms of productivity, in terms of automating some of those admin tasks so HR can focus on the strategic and the people stuff.
Yes.
But at the same time, there is a downside to AI as well. It would be a great time to just go take a beginner course or a webinar or something on AI so that you're at least able to have a voice and be able to weigh in if AI conversations are coming up in your organization. And I think they're coming up in all of them. So those are just a couple of the, I guess, the big trends. And another one that I always tell everyone to watch out for is that employees nowadays want a manager. They want a leader who cares about them. And this is research that's been coming out of Gallup for a while. at other think tanks and research institutes, but you know, the transactional leadership is out. Transformational leadership, people-focused leadership, that is in. It's been in for a while. So again, I don't know what the definition of trend is.
Yeah.
How new it has to be, but it's still new for so many companies. So employees want someone who actually cares about them. So those would be my top three.
I'm going to ask an obvious question. Maybe it's an obvious question and maybe it has an obvious answer or maybe it doesn't. But do you have any insight into why there's so many leadership trends? I mean, if you just go onto Amazon and you type in leadership, over 60,000 books comes up. Why? Why so many?
This is a really important topic for us to be dissecting. So I think some of the trends are media driven, for starters.
Yeah.
A lot of media companies out there focusing on culture, industry, corporate life. Everyone's looking for the next trend so they can write about it. And so you have to be careful. You really have to be discerning nowadays. Is that when you look at trends, when you get new information about something new that you haven't heard of before, you have to ask yourself, is this media driven or is this employee driven or management driven? So the reason there are so many trends, A, everyone's looking for clickbait. Oh, that's the media driven stuff. No offense to anyone in that industry. Of course, you have a job to do. But, you know, quiet quitting is a trend. But is it? Because a lot of people doing the type of leadership consulting and coaching that I do, we've looked for the data. We can't find it. So we think that's something that's more media driven. But then on the flip side, if you look at changes our organizations have gone through since the pandemic, we know that there's a lot of employee driven trends. And I already mentioned the remote work and the needs and wants that employees have now that we've gotten through the worst of the pandemic. That has changed. Employees' expectations are constantly changing because of tools like Glassdoor and LinkedIn, where they can go research a company before they even apply to work there. So a lot of trends are driven by the needs and wants of employees as well. And then, of course, you have these larger global trends. Of course, I mean, I already mentioned the pandemic and I mentioned artificial intelligence and things like that. And leaders have to try and keep up with it. So I will say, as someone who's worked in this field for a while, it's never a dull day. There's something new to be focused on because there's someone always has a need that they need to learn about in order to keep up with leading their team. So those are some of the reasons why I think there are so many trends out there, and be discerning.
Do you have any tips on how to be discerning? There's so many. Like, how do you know which ones are going to be relevant and which ones aren't?
So many layers to that I want to unpack. First of all, go to the source. I preach this from the mountain to all my clients. When in doubt, go to the source. Who is the source? Your people. So if you are scrolling LinkedIn, if you are scrolling Harvard Business Review and you see this article, this fresh article about something, or you're at a conference and there's an interesting speaker who has a fresh take on something, take it in, make a note of it, put on your critical analysis lens, then go back to your people, go back to your employees. And this is where constantly taking the pulse of your employees is so important. Ask your employees what they want right now. What do they need right now? You might be very surprised to realize that what your employees want and need right now to be happy and healthy at work and do their work effectively might not have anything to do with what the latest trend is from someone who wants to stand out.
So this may say more about me than the trends, but I feel like I've had leadership trend exhaustion by the time I had been working for 5 years, where it's like this leadership thing and that leadership thing. And I'm just like, I think they do matter, but how?
I think they matter too. And of course, I mean, given the type of work that I do, I think that you have to have such a good filter. And even when I talk to HR managers or other types of managers and leaders, I always talk about today's time management and productivity skill is more about putting blinders on and being able to focus and hone in on what really matters. And so for that, you kind of need to have a funnel with a filter in it. So, you know, you can let all the trends fill in at the top, but then what are your critical analysis points that things have to pass through in, like, kind of like your checkpoints? In order for you to make it worth your time to focus on it. That would be probably one of the biggest things I would say right there. you cannot possibly give your attention to everything. So if you have the data from your employees as to what's important to them, you could maybe quickly over here look at some of the new trends coming in and say, you know what, my employees haven't mentioned that that's something that matters to them. I'm not going to focus on that today. So that filter, that priority filter is essential.
I feel like you're coming back again and again. And so I want to be really clear about what those things are, but to key information sources. What are the key information sources you rely on?
And that's a great question. There are a couple of authors that I rely on. I mean, and speakers and thought leaders and experts. I mean, you know, I go back to Brené Brown a lot. She's so big nowadays. Even her work is becoming commercialized. But I know she's doing actual research, like she's doing real research.
And that's where
her tools are coming from.
Yeah.
There are certain publications that I rely on. So I might be looking at specific journal articles from specific journals, but I might be looking at Harvard Business Review. Gallup is a trusted source I go to quite a bit. McKinsey, they tend to do research as well, but keep in mind that they're also trying to do business with that research. So you have to view that through the lens. And then industry organizations can also be doing good work sometimes in terms of keeping on top of what's actually happening in the industry. But, you know, in terms of what should I focus on, I think another key thing that I remind my clients is that even though we're bombarded with these trends, some things really don't change as much as you think they do. Like, for example, I train managers on foundational leadership skills. No matter what else happens in the world, you as a manager are always going to have to know how to be an effective communicator. You're always going to have to know how to delegate. You're always going to know how to have feedback conversations, how to coach on the spot, how to engage your employees. So if you are becoming overwhelmed with the trends, I'll go back to your foundations. Go back to the foundational skills that you and your other managers in the organization need to succeed. And those don't change nearly as much as we think they do. And because people don't change nearly as much as we think, we like to think we do.
So now there's these leadership trends, these things that come down the pike that affect leadership. We are now an HR professional that's watching for them. Mm-hmm. So when we see them coming, what should we do?
When you see them coming, if you think it's something that needs to stay on your radar or be on your radar, I would be looking to your trusted sources that you built up. Because most of us through our career have built up some trusted sources anyway. We know who we can trust with information. Do some learning yourself. I mean, for me, lifelong learning, continuous improvement, those are just like your critical thinking skills is a lifelong skill. Continuous improvement and lifelong learning are something that you have to be doing all the time. And so, again, like I mentioned, you know, do you need to become an expert on AI? No, I don't think so. Could you benefit from listening to a webinar or doing a course? Absolutely. And then you can take it back to your own executive team and have a critical discussion about whether or not this is something that could impact your organization, how it might impact your organization, or take it to your colleagues, your fellow HR colleagues as well, and ask them what they're doing about it. I tend to also go to other professionals who are doing the work. I think nowadays, if we're talking about trends, I think people are looking to the experts who are in the organizations doing the actual work because they see the real impact of any trends or changes that's happening. So it's always a good idea to be building up your network so you have those people to go to.
So some of the people who are watching this are going to be leaders themselves if they aren't already. Some of them are solo HR practitioners or individual contributors, and they are going to be advising leaders. But when we think about that first layer of leadership, how should we in HR be helping them set their expectations for their career around these trends?
So I think staying on top of the trends, but not being a slave to them, is important. So not being, again, like to me, it always goes back to making sure you have a strong leadership foundation with your foundational skills and then taking note of what else is coming so that you can talk about it. If an employee brings it up or brings it to you, or, you know, it comes up in another meeting with other managers or something like that. Like, you're informed and you can speak to it. You just, you don't necessarily need to be an expert in any, in everything, because obviously that could be very overwhelming. So again, you know, you have to be realistic in the sense that, you know, your employees and managers are scrolling LinkedIn, they're looking at articles being written, they're going to conferences and listening to people talk about the trends and things like that. When something comes up, like say an employee brings up a trend or a fellow manager brings up a trend and you're wondering how to address it, you know, be transparent about it. Don't pretend that you know more than you do about a particular situation. You can say, I'm not really up to date on all of this, but I'll make sure I look into this and see how it's going to impact the work that we're doing or our career trajectory or whatever the, you know, the context is. Be transparent about that and say, let's have a conversation about this and how you think it's going to impact us or your career growth. And let's see if this is really something we need to focus on and maybe discern that together. But don't hide from it. Don't pretend you know more about it than you do. And be realistic with those expectations that we can't focus on every trend that comes our way.
I love that, discern it together. That has a lot of appeal to me. In the foundations, is there anything we need to do for leaders, like when we're doing that foundational training that lays the groundwork for a career that's going to be full of trends?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, people ask me, like, what should I focus on before I even get into a management role? And I say it's never too early to be focusing on good communication skills, being able to communicate with clarity, and having basic conflict resolution skills, knowing how to maintain constructive conflict while minimizing destructive conflict. Because you mentioned something about personalities, all the personalities just a minute ago. And I mean, it doesn't matter where you are in the organization, what job you're doing, there could be interpersonal conflict at any moment. And you have to know how to navigate those situations while maintaining relationships. Now, from a foundational level for a manager, again, like understanding that, understanding how to find your balance between not managing too much and not managing too little. So another trend that I've noticed, if I could hit on this, is that managers today are, and employees are all painfully aware of the damage of micromanagement, but they're so painfully aware of it that they go too far in the other direction and don't manage enough. This is something that I focus on in my development. You know, I bring them back to the middle, where I remind them that these functions that qualify as management are not micromanagement. They're barely even managing. So stop worrying that you're overmanaging when you may not even be managing enough. You may not even be checking in enough. And so, I mean, that's another trend that I think managers foundationally need to be aware of. Good delegation skills, because it's so hard to let go of the work when you're in a management role, and HR often might be the one encouraging managers to let go of the work and not become the bottleneck in terms of productivity and flow. Feedback conversations, I mean, that's a part of your communication skills that are essential. You're going to have to give constructive feedback. You're going to have to and give positive feedback too, we hope. So that's essential training as well. And I think it's always a good idea for anyone in a management role and in HR to have some basic coaching skills as well. Because going back to my previous trend of that I mentioned of employees wanting a manager who cares about them, these are the skills you're going to have to demonstrate that. Yeah. The coaching skills, being a good delegator, understanding engagement. So to kind of bring this all together, I think if you have that strong foundation, I think you're less susceptible to the shiny object trends that might flash in front of you on an average day when you might stop and scroll LinkedIn or HBR or something like that. So I think that's really helpful in helping you be more discerning, is making sure you have that strong foundation, because then you realize what's most important in terms of how to lead. You know, you have those foundational skills to build on. And I mean, if you haven't even mastered how to give basic feedback, why are you up here worrying about this shiny new trend of, you know, a manager building up their own personal brand or something like that? Like, I'm just trying to pick an outlandish.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, so build up those foundational skills, and then you'll understand maybe a little more about how you can apply even this new trend that might come in front of you.
Ah, do you get managers coming to you with the shiny new trend and saying, what about this?
Sometimes, yeah, I do. I think I've done a pretty good job of positioning myself and constantly putting out the similar messages over and over again so my clients know what type of leadership development I do. Mm-hmm. And if you're on my mailing list or something like that, if you're following me on LinkedIn, I do speak to the trends. And I am sometimes the contrarian opinion who's saying, don't go sweating quiet quitting just yet. Yeah. Don't go sweating this. Don't get bogged down into this just yet. Here's what I'm seeing. So having people like that to engage with who are prepared to be the critical lens for you as well, I think is really important.
Last question, where can someone learn more about this? Share your own stuff, but also anything that you rely on.
So absolutely, if people want to find more information, they can talk to me. I have my own podcast where I regularly invite people and cultural professionals to come on and talk about trends, but also talk about the foundations that they built. It's a bit of a mix. And I also like to get industry specific as well, so that if anyone is in a particular industry, they can hear from a fellow professional in their industry. I have some really great free tools on my website. I have a leadership learning development tool that is really great for HR or people and culture professionals who need to understand what leadership development is required at the different levels of leadership. So okay. That's a great tool that's also available for free on my website. And you can sign up for my mailing list, where I also frequently will touch on things in the media or things that I think are coming. And LinkedIn too, of course, you can follow me there. As for the people who I follow and rely on, again, like, so there's definitely some high level experts, like I'll pick the Brené Brown, and then sometimes I go back to people who've been in the industry for so long, like Patrick Lencioni and people mm-hmm. like that. I like reading articles from Gallup, I like Harvard Business Review. But I'm also looking at who the author is of those articles and where their perspective is coming from.
Okay.
In being a Canadian, unfortunately, sometimes it's hard to get Canadian data.
Okay.
The United States is really good at pumping out their data, like because they have these large organizations, Gallup, McKinsey, doing all of that research. And you'll notice that if you dig into that research, a lot of it is going to have American data. Conference Board of Canada sometimes puts out some good data. But even then, I would make sure you view their research with a critical lens, because they too are trying to bring in a certain clientele as well. So those are just some of the resources I like, but also always be discerning.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Well, thanks, Corinna. I love that. I especially like the part about the foundations and not how the foundations don't change, even if we still do need to pay attention to the trends. However, we have reached the end of this episode. Thanks for listening out there. I'll catch you next time when I talk with another insightful guest.